a bracha after his aliyah that he was reading. He was waiting for another aliyah, right? The Gemara says, and the Gemara now says, "Hachinami mustavra, the Rav Bikani Kara." And it actually makes more sense to say that Rav was got, even though he was Yisrael, he got Kohen. Why? The Isal Gadaitach be Yisrael Kara, because if he got the third aliyah, there's a problem. Because what does it say? What bracha did he make when he got his aliyah?
He made a
bracha before the Torah. But if we're talking about before the Takana, that they made, so why did he make a bracha beforehand? Right? There's no bracha before at that point in the history of Kol Yisrael, right? So, Lefanel, my time at Baruch, why did he make a bracha beforehand? So must be, it was, he got Kohen, he made the bracha beforehand because the first aliyah got a bracha before the Takana. And then someone says, no proof. Lachar Takana. The reason why he made a bracha was because it was after the Takana. Someone says, if it was after the Takana, after the Takana that everybody made their own brachos, the whole proof you brought before was because he didn't make a bracha afterwards because he thought there was another aliyah. But one second, if it's after the Takana, then everyone made a bracha after every aliyah. So then why didn't he make a bracha afterwards? So the Gemara says an interesting thing. Shani ha'ichad yasev rav de ma'al aili, meipak lo nafki. What was the reason for the Takana? Why do we make a bracha now before each aliyah? Because we're afraid someone's going to come in and not see a bracha before the aliyah, and he's going to think, oh, you don't make brachas before the aliyahs. Someone came in late. And also, why do you make a bracha after each aliyah? Because if someone leaves and you don't make a bracha, he doesn't think you're going to make a bracha ever. So we always make a bracha after each aliyah, a strange takana, but to make sure that everybody, whoever's coming later, leaving early, knows there's always a bracha before and after. But by Rav, no one would ever leave when Rav was in the basement. People would come late, perhaps. So he would make a bracha beforehand for those people that came late, but to make a bracha afterwards was not needed in Rav's Beis Medrash. Okay, so now we're back to the original Beis Medrash. Charlotte, what do you do on a Tanis Tzibur? Is it four aliyahs or three aliyahs? Tashma, Zaklal. We have a rule. Kol sheyesh bo bitl malacha la'am. Any day that has a stoppage of work is to go in Tanis Tzibur v'tish above, which is disputable whether there's a bit of malacha. But then Koren Gimel, there's three aliyos. When there's bit of malacha, meaning there, if it's going to cause bit of malacha by having an extra aliyah, because Tisha B'Av and Tanis Tzibur are allowed to work. So if there's an extra, if it's going to cause bit of malacha, you only do three aliyos. But if there's no ein bit of malacha, kigon Rosh Chodesh and v'chol Rosh Chodesh, where you're not going to cause a bit of malacha because on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, people did not do malacha. Now that's an interesting thing because we do malacha. Rosh Chodesh has there's no work stoppage. There's no such thing as an Isra malacha. But Rashi brings down the minug that Nashim did not do malacha, which is a minug that some people still keep today. But since there is an element of people not having to work, so they would add an aliyah, to show that, or it wasn't such a concern. Because ladies aren't chayav in the Kriyas Torah, so it's an interesting thing. Anyway, Shema Mina, but anyway, this is what's relevant for us is this price says clearly that on a Tanis Tzibur there are three aliyahs, not four, and that is a resolution to our she'ela as to how many aliyahs there are. Amar Rav Ashi says, we have a statement that doesn't say this. Our statement does not say. Okay. The rule is if there's musaf and it's not a yamtif, koron arba'ah. What's this coming to include? This is what Jake's Raya was yesterday. Mama's Jake's Raya, the Zaklal. Lav Lasuya Tanis Tzibur B'Tishabav. It's coming to include, this Klal is inclusive. You wanted to say it as exclusive. The Gemara is using it as Zaklal to include something else. It's coming to include a Tanis Tzibur and Tishabav. So we disagree. It seems to be you have four Leos. So the Gemara says, Ravashi Masnisin Mani. According to Ravashi, that says you do four liyos, masnis and mani, lo tanakama velo rabbi yosi. That price, it doesn't go like anybody. Because that price, it can't be going like the tanakama, because here we see it's four. And not going like rabbi yosi, the tanya chal liyos, b'sheni, b'chamishi, koren gimel, umaftir, echad b'shlishi, uberevi'i, kora echad, oh, sorry, whatever. Chal liyos, b'sheni, b'chamishi, koren gimel, umaftir. Echad, you have four liyos, three people get a liyos, and one person gets maftir. B'shlishi, uberevi'i, kora echad, umaftir, echad. You read one aliyah, and you have one maftir. This is an interesting halacha, that if, let's say, the Tisha B'Av comes out on a Monday or Thursday, this price, so we don't hold this way, says you get three aliyos, and you get one maftir. But if it comes out on a Monday or a Wednesday, when there's no, on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, where there's not normally Kriyas Torah, you don't have three aliyos, you have one aliyah. We don't do that. We always have three aliyos. But this, the Monday Amar holds, you have one aliyah. See, that's Rabbi Yosef Glili. So there's no one who says four. Not one of the Braises says you do four. Velakasha Zaklal. So you're right, it has to be three. So why the Braises says, the Mishnah says Zaklal seems to include someone else gets four. Lo, it's not coming to include Tasib, it's coming to include Roshchodesh Umoed. It's coming to include Roshchodesh and Chalamoed, they get four. Gemara says, Habehejektani, that's, you don't need an inclusion for that. That's stated clearly in the Mishnah. Barashah Chodeshim Umoed, Bekor, and Arba. So the Gemara says, Simana Ba'alma Yoheb. It's giving an extra Simon. The Lo Tame Yom Tevecholesh Amoed, Ki Adadi Nenu. It wants to tell you Yom Tevin Cholon are the same. What's the Simon? And the Kotai Cholobi Adach. Here's a rule called the Tafile Milsa Mecharve Tafile Gavri Yaseira. It depends on everything. As you go up in Kedusha, you get one more. So it's not coming to tell me a new halacha. It's coming to just tell me the rule is, as you move up in Kedusha, as we're going to see again a review for this, you get an extra aliyah. Okay, have a great day, boys.
I think we're going to hand this one.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, wow.
Just take your hand.
Hand in. Okay.